Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this podcast contains spoilers for last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. So if you don't want Raw spoiled for you just yet, you're going to want to skip ahead to about 6 minutes in. You have been warned. The road begins for an NXT star. The road ends for a Raw star. And an AEW star is about to welcome number three. For Tuesday, February the 11th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh my God, Shayna Baszler! Shayna Baszler, the former NXT Women's Champion,
come on,
is here on Raw!
Get her up there!
Shayna Baszler attacking Becky Lynch from behind! I'm not trying to send in her signature, Kira Fuda clutch!
What's she even doing here? Oh! Oh no!
Oh,
what the world?
Shayna Baszler is biting Becky Lynch!
Come on, ref!
Oh my God!
Another memorable episode of Monday Night Raw is in the books, and the bite heard round the world is what we are talking about this morning. Shayna Baszler, who made her presence felt at the conclusion of the Becky Lynch Asuka match, attacking Becky Lynch, and in something that I don't think we have seen in the WWE, probably Since the days of Gangrel, or maybe Kevin Thorne, we see Shayna Baszler attack Becky Lynch, and then while she is on her front, bite the back of her neck and draw blood. This was a real moment that just made you stop and sort of drink it in. Now, by now, if you're on Twitter or Facebook, you've seen 1,000 GIFs with Shayna Baszler smiling with blood all around her mouth. Becky Lynch refusing medical treatment, driving herself to the hospital because she is the man. This was a real eye-catching moment on Raw last night. And it sets up the match that it isn't an out-of-nowhere choice for a WrestleMania match. It is a very obvious choice for a WrestleMania match. But just because it's obvious doesn't mean that it's not right. It looks as if we are heading towards Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler at WrestleMania 36. I, for one, am delighted with this. What a way to introduce Shayna Baszler into the mix on Monday Night Raw. That attack on Becky Lynch has very much set the stage. From here, we will see what happens. I want, personally, I'm going to just look far ahead now, I want Baszler to take out Becky Lynch. I'd like, if I'm being given the book, I would like to see Shayna Baszler just obliterate Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 36. So then Becky takes some time away and can come back and they can do it all again. That's storytelling. We'll see what pans out with that. But it's great to see Shayna Baszler in the mix on WWE Raw. Very well deserved.
Randy, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, Matt, why do you give a damn about Edge? That Edge was forced to retire from injury. Any hate or disdain that I had for him, it was just gone. What in the hell is wrong with you?
Matt.
Oh, oh, oh
RKO, and now Matt Hardy's fighting back.
Matt, like the rest of us, just wanted an answer, just wanted to know why.
Matt Hardy did not want to suffer the same fate, and he will, an RKO.
Don't do this to
Randy. Randy!
No!
We could have just said goodbye to Matt Hardy as well. Matt came out to confront Randy Orton, as you just heard there, and the result of which was a concerto to Matt Hardy. I was personally confused as to why Matt Hardy was out there like asking why Randy Orton attacked Edge, when you consider, if you're a long in the tooth wrestling fan like I am, all the stuff that went on between them in the past. It's a surprise. That one is truly a surprise. But be that as it may, that was a thing. And this could spell, if anything is to be believed by Twitter and some of the sources within WWE, this is the end of Matt Hardy in WWE. This was the final act of Matt Hardy's WWE career. AEW, maybe. Dark Order need a leader. Just going to put that out there. Loads of other stuff went down on Monday Night Raw last night and on Raw Graded with Adam Pacitti. A little bit later on, he's going to break down everything for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel.
Kelly here for WWE Now with some breaking news regarding the newest recruit here at the WWE Performance Center. We can now confirm that Simone Johnson, the daughter of The Rock and Danny Garcia, has reported to the WWE PC to begin her in-ring training.
This was big news yesterday. Simone Johnson, the daughter of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has checked in to the WWE Performance Center, beginning a career in professional wrestling. She's 18 years old. And just yesterday, she went to Orlando where her training began. She had the photos done, which you've seen now on WWE.com. And she is on the path to becoming the WWE's first ever fourth generation wrestler. Obviously, her dad, The Rock, before her, her grandfather, Rocky Johnson, her great grandfather, High Chief Peter Maivia. This makes her the fourth generation of the family. This is something that, you know, has the future of the WWE written all over it. This is something they're 100% going to get behind. Simone Johnson says, "This means the world to me. To know that my family have such a personal connection to wrestling is really special to me. And I feel grateful to have the opportunity not only to wrestle, but to carry on that legacy." Triple H passed comments when he was asked about it for WWE.com, and he said Simone Johnson's unbridled passion and incredible drive has earned her a coveted spot training with the elite athletes from around the world at the WWE Performance Center. Not only does she have a passion for WWE within the Performance Center, but she has an opportunity to cultivate and display it. And she will carry on the tradition of her incredible family lineage whilst creating her own impact as WWE's first fourth generation superstar. There is unfortunately going to be, because we live in the world we live in now, this underlying negativity about something like this, about Simone Johnson continuing the family legacy. There will be people online that even now will be writing, "Oh, it's only because her dad's The Rock." Da, 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 da. We haven't seen what Simone Johnson can do yet. So how about, if you're thinking today, I'm going to tweet something to WWE, because some people do, I'm going to tweet to WWE about this, that, and the other. Maybe we hold fire and see what she does. Let's agree to do that. Let's agree to be the better obscure company. Wishing the best of luck to Simone Johnson as she begins her career as a WWE superstar. Exciting times.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brandi Rhodes was talking on the Wrestling Observer about the Nightmare Collective storyline. Brandi said that the concept and the idea behind the story had changed so much from the original idea that she just wasn't taking it anymore. The original plan was going to be Brandi managing Awesome Kong. And they were doing the thing where Awesome Kong was cutting people's hair and it was all fine. However, Awesome Kong, according to Brandi Rhodes, wasn't feeling great. And after a discussion together, there were plans set in motion for the Nightmare Collective to form, which would be a group around Awesome Kong and Brandi that would allow Awesome Kong a bit of breathing room. However, it just hasn't panned out the way that Brandi Rhodes would like it. Obviously, it's got a lot of critical reception from AEW fans and wrestling fans alike. And Brandi says to the Wrestling Observer, "I started to see that the music was not playing how I liked it. I didn't feel it." And her appearing during Cody Rhodes' 10 Lashes segment last week on Dynamite was basically, without saying it outright, her leaving the Nightmare Collective behind. And it looks like Awesome Kong is taking some time away from AEW as well. So if hopefully that sheds a little bit of light on what the crack is with the Nightmare Collective. It was built as a little device around Awesome Kong and Brandi, and it looks like Awesome Kong now stepping away. It just doesn't, you know, you've lost the nucleus there. So whether or not Dr. Luther and Mel will continue as a thing, I think they should. I think keep them as like a wrestler-manager combo with Dr. Luther looking after the career of Mel. I'm all right with that. But obviously we send our best to Awesome Kong, who's now taking some time away. Hopefully we'll see her again down the road. Yesterday, the WWE confirmed for the first time since 2005 they will be in Los Angeles, California for WrestleMania. The announcement was made yesterday on the social media platforms that WrestleMania 37 will be emanating from the SoFi Stadium, the brand new $5 billion facility that's going to be home to the LA Rams and the LA Chargers for the NFL. Now, it's not open until the summer, but they already have some big events booked there. The NCAA College Football Championship, the Super Bowl is going to be there as well. The Olympics are going to be at this stadium as well. So, of course, WWE wants a piece of the action with this beautiful new stadium. So WrestleMania is going to emanate from there in 2021. Sunday, March 28th. Mark it in your calendar. This will be the fourth time that WWE has taken WrestleMania to California. 1986. The second WrestleMania, which was co-located between LA, Chicago, and New York, was the first one. The second time was in 1991. The LA Sports Arena was meant to be there, and it went to the Coliseum instead due to what we understand was security threats. That was the show that was headlined by Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter. And then the other time was in 2005, WrestleMania 21 at the Staples Center. That was the night Batista beat Triple H for the world title, and the night that John Cena beat JBL for the WWE title. It was also the WrestleMania where they had all those movie trailers starring the wrestlers. So with the theme being WrestleMania Hollywood, can we get all those again, please? Because I really enjoyed them. They were really good. I want more of those, please. Super Showdown. WWE is introducing a new trophy for the event in Saudi Arabia to presumably go along with the Best in the World trophy, the Greatest Royal Rumble belt, the Best Tag Team trophy, And other trophies. There was a Battle Royal trophy, wasn't there? The one. A lot of trophies just gathering dust. I just like the use of trophies in wrestling. During Raw last night, it was announced there will be a six-person gauntlet match to take place at Super Showdown. The winner winning the Turok Mountain Trophy. The gauntlet's going to feature AJ Styles, Andrade, Bobby Lashley, Rusev, R-Truth, and Eric Rowan. Interesting combo for a gauntlet match. Should kill some time. Of course, we're going to be doing live coverage of Super Showdown here at Cultaholic. You'll be able to watch along with us on YouTube, and we'll be raising money for Amnesty International as we do it. So whilst you are watching Super Showdown, you can help us in raising some funds for an amazing charity. That will be on the afternoon of Super Showdown later this month. A big match has been set for New Japan's 48th anniversary show. It's going to be a battle of Los Incongrenables de Japón as Tetsu Naito faces Takahashi in the main event. The current IWGP Heavyweight Champ and the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champ going one-on-one. They held a press conference yesterday where they announced it, saying that Hiromu entered and asked for the match to be a heavyweight title match. Now, it's not been confirmed as such, but as soon as it is, we will let you know more about it. Ring of Honor's past versus present continues to shape up to be quite the show, and this is quite the intriguing match to throw in there. So all the matches are pitting Ring of Honor's past wrestlers, guys like Xavier and Doug Williams and legends like that, against Ring of Honor stars of the future. You know, guys on the current roster. So what do you do when you've got a tag team that were both part of the past and part of the present? You simply pit them against each other. That's the answer. As we're going to see at Ring of Honor, Jay Briscoe versus Mark Briscoe. The last time they went one-on-one was in 2018 on Chris Jericho's first Rock and Wrestling Rager, where Jay beat Mark. They also had a match for the Ring of Honor title back in the day as well. So they have come to loggerheads before. And they're one of those rare tag teams that can not only work together and create amazing tag team moments, but one-on-one, when they're against each other, they're phenomenal. That'd be a great match. That'd be great fun. Do you want to know who had drink poured over him by King Corbin on SmackDown on Friday? It was Marcus Mack, the promoter of All Pro Wrestling in Northern California. There we go. That's the story. Now you know. Jim Cornette was talking on his podcast about NWA Power, and he gave us an interesting bit of information from a conversation that he had with Dave Lagana. I'm just going to quote this. He says, Dave Lagana started talking about, well, we're going to do a TV show. I said, well, what would it be on? And Dave said, well, we're not sure yet, but we think it might be on the WWE Network. And he did have meetings. Unless he was bold-faced lying to me, he had meetings to talk to them about it. I said, do you honestly believe that they are going to put an NWA television show on their network? Dave said, well, they might. We're talking about it. So there you go. Interesting little insight there, if that is a true story, of course. I mean, it's not out of the realms of possibility for that to happen, because as we know from the WWE Network, there has been talk about showing some indie shows on the WWE Network. Obviously, they've had Evolve on there in the past. There's talk of putting ICW and Progress shows on the WWE Network as well. WWE just want to cultivate as many sort of back catalogues as they can. So the idea of NWA Power being its own separate show but being hosted on the WWE Network isn't a terrible idea. Of course, that didn't come to pass, because we now get it on Tuesday nights on YouTube instead. And if you didn't watch the one last week, by the way, Thunder Rosa versus Allison Kay, just tear the place down. You should definitely go and watch it, if not just for that. The Big Show is going to be joining Steve Austin on the next edition of the Broken Skull Sessions. It was announced yesterday that the show is going to air on Sunday, February the 23rd. It's going to be the first episode that isn't premiering after a pay-per-view, which is what they've been doing for quite a while now. This is airing of its own volition. This is interesting one, because Steve Austin and Big Show have done an interview before for the Steve Austin Show, which was aired on the WWE Network. I believe it's still on there now. And I'm intrigued to see what they talk about, and I'm hoping that there's not a lot of retread. There's some great stories from that one, but I don't want them to kind of retread that. I want to hear about new stuff. So we'll see when that comes out later on this month. Also on the WWE Network from WWE.com, they say, prepare to see a side of R-Truth that you've never seen before when WWE 24 R-Truth streams on the network on Thursday, the 27th of February, immediately following WWE Super Showdown. From humble beginnings and a stint behind bars to discovering his passion for music and sports entertainment and realizing his ability to inspire others, Truth's life story, the good and the bad, the ugly and the beautiful, is laid out for the WWE universe to see. I am fascinated by the career, the life and the times of Ron Killings. And I hope this is what I think it is. It isn't going to be some kind of elaborate R-Truth style gag. And it is like a full breakdown of the life and times of R-Truth, because I think a lot of people will benefit from hearing his story. And finally, congratulations to Nick Jackson, one of the Young Bucks, who's revealed on Instagram that he and his wife have a child on the way. Now, the post didn't have a caption on Instagram, but it was a beautiful cake with the words, "A young buck is almost here," written on the top. Very exciting to hear that Nick Jackson is welcoming child number three, which also probably adds a little bit to the rumours that maybe a trios belt is in the works for AEW. I mean, it might take them about 18 years to win it, but there is that. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Tuesday on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. If you haven't checked it out already, you can check out what happened to every single competitor from Tough Enough. Ever wondered what happened to all those guys who were competing on the reality show? You can find out on our YouTube channel right about now. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, it is myself and Matthew Gregg with a Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review special. We are watching every single episode of SmackDown chronologically, and we've reached Armageddon 1999. And we are, instead of reviewing the episode, we have done a watch-along commentary for you to enjoy. So you can watch Armageddon 1999 on the WWE Network along with us. And that'll be on in a couple of hours' time on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.